What do you call it when Batman skips church? Christian Bale. Welcome to Geekly News Desk for the week of September 11th, 2014. I'm Simon Atwell, and as always, except for last week, I'm joined by...
Andrew Doop.
I was going to say, I can't really say as always anymore, because it's not a lie. I don't want to lie to people.
No. Don't.
I do it enough into the people face to face. I don't need to do it to people over the internet.
No. Those internet people, they just didn't deserve it.
They never lied to me about anything.
No. The internet is the most honest and truthful place.
It's the realest and most sincere life of my life. Something like that.
I can't remember. It's been too long.
Yeah, we have to watch it again.
Any Guardians Blu-ray, meow.
Right, meow.
Right, meow.
I pre-ordered it today off Amazon. The Blu-ray DVD thing.
It's probably cheaper, right?
It's like 30-something now for the Blu-ray 3D, Blu-ray DVD, and computer.
The super combo pack.
Yeah. Because there's no just Blu-ray and DVD pack. Like, no. I was like, I don't care about the 3D bit. I can't use that. But I could not find on Amazon just Blu-ray and DVD.
Yeah, there never is.
So, well, there's on some. I've found them.
Often not.
But probably not on the bigger movies, like any Marvel movie. So yeah, the Super Pack was about $30 now. And the thing I love about Amazon... is pre-order price guarantee. I swear, guys, we're not supported by Amazon. But Amazon, if you're listening, you want to send us some money, I'll totally keep pimping out your pre-ordering because I love it.
Yeah, me too. I do it all the time for comics, like the trades and
Because if the price goes down,
games.
After you pre-order it, if the price goes down, like less than what you paid for it before the release, you get the difference back. I love that. You get the lowest price that they put out for their pre-order.
I had that happen with a book that I pre-ordered. One of the Star Wars ones, the Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah. I love those. I don't own them yet, but I will eventually.
I own all of them, and I love them to death.
Don't you own the Big Lebowski one, too?
Two Gentlemen of Lebowski?
That's it. I know it's a play off Two Gentlemen of Verona, but I couldn't remember what it was. I remember the actual play.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I skimmed it for, where am I the only one here? Those are the rules. It's like, I have to read that in Shakespeare.
Yeah.
So yeah, I pre-ordered it for about 30-something. $30, 30, 42 or some stupid sense.
I'll consider it. And speaking of pre-ordering and getting things off the internet cheap, you know the headsets, Astro headsets?
I do not.
Well, they're badass gaming headsets, and every now and again, apparently, but not that often, they sell all of their refurbished on eBay. Mm-hmm. The company itself. So I got an Astro A50 headset for $150.
Nice.
And it just came in yesterday, and it is the most glorious and sexy headset I've ever used.
So that brings your headset count to what, like 4?
I don't know, it balances out. I think I've got one headset, which is pretty much just headphones. Then I've got this headset I'm talking on now, which is the headset, and then I think that's pretty much it.
No, we don't. You have the Turtle Beach ones, right?
I got the Astros, the Logitech, and then the Steel Series.
Steel which Series, are the headphones. That's it. Not, why do I always think it's Turtle Beach? Steel Series is the one I meant.
Yeah.
The white one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have three. One of them is wireless, I think. You still have that one, right?
Actually, two of them are wireless.
No. Well,
My A50s are wireless.
your new one. I haven't seen it yet, so. La di freaking da. I don't have a single headset anymore. So there, I have a ridiculously sized microphone and headphones.
That's something.
Well, clearly I have something better than a laptop mic, 'cause those things are terrible. I wouldn't be recording anything if I had to use a laptop mic.
I wouldn't be talking to you.
I wouldn't be allowed in our Monday night D&D games.
No, this quality is too outrageous. I just allow Evan.
Yeah, he does have some quality issues occasionally. Anyway, that's we'll get into the things we're supposed to be talking about instead of just bullshit that we like to talk about, which is actually the same thing sometimes.
Often.
Often.
But, spoiler alert, this is a slower week for news. So we're.
So usually we're about a page and a half our show notes. We're less, we're a page with generous space between everything.
Very generous.
Yeah. But that's fine. I could use a slow week. I just clicked on something and now I've lost. There it is. I lost my tab. All right, we're gonna talk quickly about Salt Lake Comic Con. It happened just last weekend, and clearly the frivolous lawsuit has not gone on, or they're still trying, because well, they're still called Comic Con, so there. Now we haven't heard the official attendance numbers yet, because I guess that takes time, but according to Desert News, which I'm is a Salt Lake area news, Saturday alone had more than 90,000 people show up
That's a lot.
at the Salt Palace Convention Center. Yeah, that is a lot.
Because Fan Expo is like 2,000, I think.
That can't be. There was no way there was only 2,000 people there on Saturday.
I don't remember what the numbers were. I remember there being a two in the number.
I'm gonna Google, see if I can Google that. Fan Expo Saturday numbers? Maybe I should have put a year. What's the year? 2014. I just said it like 5 minutes ago. Nope. 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 You guys are useless. CP24 can you? Nope, that's a fan. Oh, that's a photo gallery. We use this internet. Anyway.
God damn it, internet.
But anyway, 90,000 people on Saturday alone. This, I believe, is a 3-day event.
Oh, it's probably 20,000.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Because that 2,000, the size of the Metro Convention Center in Toronto, there's no way 2,000 people
Yeah,
crowded
no.
it that badly. Like, that was obscene on Saturday. Obscene.
Yeah, so much shuffling.
No. Anyway, and according to the organizers of Salt Lake City Comic Con, more than 120,000 tickets were sold.
So many tickets.
So that is up by nearly 50,000 from last year, which was the first year of it, where it broke the records for most people going to a first year con.
50,000 is more than Fan Expo.
Yeah.
It's like double what Fan Expo Saturday attendance
What?
was.
This is up 50,000. I think this tickets is the whole weekend.
Yeah.
120,000 tickets the whole weekend.
It's just crazy that the up number
Is more than
is double the
the
entire
biggest
attendance
number.
for Saturday.
Yep. So it very well possibly could have more people than San Diego Comic-Con this year, because San Diego caps their attendance at 13,000 or 130,000, 13,000, 130,000 because of space restrictions. So it's extremely possible that the one they're trying to sue is more popular than them in sheer numbers, at the very least. So I'm sure they're not happy about this, because apparently they already don't like them. But also, if you recall, Stan Lee had to cancel his San Diego appearance this year because he had laryngitis. But he made it to Fan Expo, just saying. And he made it to Salt Lake City Comic Con, where he said, and I quote, according to this website, "I love Salt Lake City. They have the best Comic Con in the world." Yeah. So the organizers of SDCC must not be happy.
That's absolutely
Or they
amazing.
have their fingers in their ears and they're just rocking back and forth, going
Now
crazy.
they can stop.
Yeah.
Not listening.
See no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil. Well, no, see no and hear no. They speak lots of evil. Anyway, that's, I just wanted to throw that out there. That Salt Lake City, which is in Utah, might have a bigger comic convention than San Diego.
And yet, pretty much no news came out of it.
I know. Yeah. But lots of people went. It's just weird. I know Salt Lake City is more metropolitan than you think because of Utah, but it still seems weird because Utah. You know?
Yeah. I had no idea it was in Utah.
Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
Clearly, you don't listen to enough Frog Pants podcasts. You don't listen to enough Scott Johnson. Because he lives
Clearly.
just outside Salt Lake.
I also don't know American geography much.
I don't know anything about American geography. I know Utah is like a square one in the middle-ish. And next to it in the Nevada and Colorado. But I don't know where next to it. I just know they touch.
I know how Americans do it.
You know, 50 fucking states. It's rough.
It's
I
hard enough remembering, like, what, 12, 13?
13, 10 provinces and 3 territories. Since none of it came to exist 10 years
Yeah.
ago.
In our lifetime.
Yeah, I
Or
remember
recent
it.
enough to still screw me up.
I still collect Nunavut toonies. I try not to spend them if I find one. One day, they'll be worth more because they're special. That's my thought
Special.
process. I actually have one right here. Let's see what year. This Nunavut toonie was minted in 99. So,
Excellent year.
I guess it was more than 10 years ago that Nunavut came to be. Canadian geography, guys. Who knows?
Let's just
Anyway.
quit this whole geek podcast. Let's just do a geography podcast.
Yep, geography. That's definitely gonna get all the
All the
listens. It's
hits.
gonna be so interesting all the time,
I'll
especially with
subscribe.
us who know nothing about geography.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on to news, movie news. We got a picture of the Dawn of Justice Mobile, as in the Batmobile from Dawn of Justice, because I guess people were linking or leaking crappy pictures of it. So Zack Snyder was just the fuck this. I'm going to release a good picture on Twitter. I tweeted out this sweet picture.
That seems to work.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome looking Batmobile. I think, at least. Do you see it, Andrew?
I did. And it looks like a bunny rabbit when the doors are open.
Yeah, that's fair. A bunny rabbit with guns for a nose.
Yeah. It looks good. I like it more than the tumbler.
It's a strange mix of sort of classic cockpit style Batmobile, but tumbler outside. Like, this is a real tank, but it's a comfortable tank.
It's fashionable. Yeah, it's got more style than the tumbler did.
The tumbler was literally, it was a tumbler. It was a rough and tumble sort of fuck you, get out of my way, you're gonna die. And this is, you're still gonna die, but I'm still looking good.
Yeah, kind of like the Arkham Knight one.
Yeah, that it does look,
which I like that more than this one.
I don't remember. I know I liked it. I didn't take a good look at it.
The Arkham Knight one?
Yeah, I know it was at Fan Expo. I just
knew. Yeah, that. I was going to say, weren't you like standing beside it for a while?
I took a picture of Caitlin because we ran into her there, and she asked me to take a picture of her with it. But I didn't take a good look at it.
Okay.
Just because it was a big obstacle and I had to walk around it a dozen times.
And stand next to it and take pictures of it.
That I looked at.
Sorry for making any presumptions here.
Yeah, it was fucking big, man. Like, it was a huge thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's out there. We'll link the pictures in our show notes. Because it looks cool.
It does.
Alright, what is this about a Venom movie? I didn't see that at all.
My Mac went to sleepy, so we gotta open up the screen again.
Subpar computers.
Shut your Oh wow, we're only on the second point.
Yeah.
We're motoring. Motoring through this news. Okay, yeah, so
20 minutes almost in. Second bullet.
The Venom movie has like a rough release date and a title and a vague like description of what's going to be happening, kind of.
Emphasis on the vague.
Yeah, there's all sorts of vague actual news.
Yeah.
But personally, I love Venom. He's one of my favorite comic book characters. Because reasons.
I've always been a fan of the symbiotes myself. Particularly Venom. Carnage depending.
Yeah, it really depends on the writer and situation for Carnage. Like, the America one, Carnage USA or something like that.
I don't think I've read that one.
On the cover of the trade, it's like Carnage and the American flag, and he's like ripping it apart. But that one's really good, and it's got a really good art style and whatnot. But some of them are like, eh. Anyway, the Venom movie is slated to come out in 2017, and will be titled Venom Carnage.
Yeah. So that makes me believe that we might see the second symbiote.
Probably.
At some point.
Also, there is apparently not going to be much mention of Spider-Man.
That's strange.
It is going to be focused on Venom, who's going to be the anti-hero. And they say that they're excited to do Venom as the anti-hero because he's, you know, what Spider-Man isn't.
An anti-hero?
Yeah, he'll go to, like, whatever length he wants to save whatever he feels like. And they say that'll be cool. You know, that whole anti-hero thing isn't really explored too often.
Well, Kind of is sometimes.
Is,
I
but
mean,
not often by like the movie things. Like it's starting
not by
to
the
with
movies, no.
Guardians. They're kind of on the border. They're definitely more hero-y, but
I mean, Batman is a bit is an anti-hero, but he very much leans more towards hero than like
yeah.
Punisher. Punisher is straight up anti-hero. Batman is
Yeah.
more of a an extreme hero.
Yeah, but even like the Punisher movie from a while ago, it was more hero than anti-hero.
Yeah, the movies do tend to shy away from that kind of stuff.
But this would pave the way nicely for more of a trend in movies, I think, that are coming up, like with Guardians and maybe Venom, Deadpool. Boba Fett. It also occurs to me now that I definitely like anti-heroes more than regular
Oh
heroes,
yeah,
apparently.
anti-heroes are way better.
When I'm like,
Most.
yeah, Punisher's one of my favorites, Deadpool one of my favorites, Boba Fett, favorite,
Yeah.
Venom, favorite.
Venom, Deadpool, Wolverine, mostly.
Yeah, Wolverine.
I mean that one, it again he depends on who writes him. Yes,
Yeah,
sometimes
or what
he's
point he is in his life.
Yeah, it's also true.
Where, like, he goes completely opposite direction when he leads that school, becomes the head of the school.
I don't know that one.
It's one of the more recent ones.
Is
He
that
becomes the head of the.
Wolverine and the X-Men?
Don't remember.
Because he's not like the head of the school in that one. He's one of, but he's not the head.
It was after they have he has a fight with Cyclops about how they should deal things. Cyclops says they should train the students to fight, and Wolverine says no. And that was after the death of Professor X.
So is Wolverine in the X-Men, because
Yeah.
it's Jean Grey's School for Higher Learning or something like that.
Wolverine takes over Professor Xavier's, or Xavier's. It's got Xavier in the name. Is the way he takes over.
Xavier's school, is it school for gifted youngsters? Something
Yeah.
like that. Gifted something.
Something like
I
that.
don't know. It's been a while.
Hello,
Anyway,
spider.
it's too bad that at this point in time we cannot see Agent Venom and the Guardians
Yeah.
because Sony, or no, Fox. Which one owns Spider-Man?
Sony. Sony.
Sony.
Just think of
Sony
the
owns.
PlayStation 5. That's how I remember.
Sony owns Spider-Man and therefore Venom.
Yeah. And Agent Venom, the character I just discovered exists like this year, is
Yeah.
basically the Punisher meets Venom.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
Yeah. He's pretty much the most awesome.
I mean, you could, Marvel, if they wanted to, could not call him Venom, not use the term symbiote, maybe. And you know, they could work around it like they're trying to do with the Inhumans instead of mutants, since, you know, they don't own X-Men, so they don't own almost all of the mutants.
I'd rather just buy Sony and Fox.
Now that they're Disney, they can. But why would you want to own Fox? I mean, come
Would just buy them, cherry pick the delicious IPs, and then sell
It's a good plan.
them. I am 100% okay with our Disney overlords. As long as I keep delivering the content I want.
Yeah, it's
No
good.
problem.
It's still good, so why not?
Yeah.
It'll be one day, it will be Disney and Amazon and like something weird like Ford or something. Some
Did you hear
weird
that
thing.
Amazon beat Google for the bid on Twitch?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Told you. Amazon's gonna be the other ruler of the world.
It's truth. And then they'll have their drone network set up, and then Skynet, and then I don't know.
I really love the concept of the drone delivery. I love it. So crazy.
What amazing.
Good old what's-his-name, whose name I've completely forgotten this time, as opposed to last week when I just forgot his last name.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember his entire name.
I don't remember any of it. What's his first name?
Don't know.
What's his last name?
Don't know.
Oh, well, you're not helpful. Anyway.
Also, speaking of ruling the world and stuff and names, the Musk guy, Musk.
Elon Tesla. Musk.
Yeah. Did you hear about his rocket testing?
SpaceX stuff?
Yeah.
No.
He did a couple of rocket tests, and there was one test he did, and it was like a failure. It met the safety thing, so then he detonated it. But the cool stuff is, you know, he's testing.
Yeah.
So it's cool. And, like, the plan right now is to make the rocket propulsion thing reusable.
Yep. They've had that plan for years. You know, they've been doing the deliveries to the International Space Station for at least a year, if not more.
Yeah.
It's all been SpaceX, because NASA doesn't have any shuttles.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's their whole plan, is reusable shuttles, therefore cheaper space flight.
But right now, it's just the engine. So, like, the engine will launch them, and then detach, and then land. Right now, they plan in the water, but it'll land, like, vertical, so it doesn't get damaged and whatnot.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty spiffy.
No, SpaceX is awesome. Elon Musk has crazy awesome stuff that he's doing. That's why he's one of my favorite real rich guys.
Yeah.
As opposed to fictional rich guys.
And that factory, the new Giga factory thing he's got going on, it's going to be completely powered by itself.
Oh boy.
So it's not going to draw any power from the outside. Wow. And that's the one that they'll be making all the new batteries for the Teslas with.
Nice. It's good stuff. Maybe within our lifetime, there's going to be a major shift in everything. Mostly thanks to him.
Yeah.
Or at least his money.
Yeah. A little bit of both.
Yeah, probably.
Mostly the money.
All right.
But also mostly him.
Let's get back on track, because we've done 2 bullet points in half an hour. So let's do another 2 bullet points right now. Moving on to TV. So Korra Book 3 just finished like 2 weeks ago, I think. And Nickelodeon has announced the release date for Book 4 surprisingly fast. But what is even more surprising is the actual air date of Book 4. So,
yeah.
Legend of Korra Book 4 Balance will be coming out every Friday on Nick.com, like they did with the last, you know, 8 episodes of Book 3. Starting October 3rd, 2014. So 3 weeks, and Korra Season 4 starts. Korra's last season starts. Which is surprising to me, but I also understand why. I mean, it just goes to show how much they're at, like, the end of their rope with it right now. Because of all the different, leaks and everything else that's happening with it, they just can't handle it, I think. Do you have an opinion?
Yeah, I agree. It's not really too much of an opinion on it, but I think it is weird that out of nowhere they're like, yeah, October 3rd, there's the final season. Have fun.
Well, at least they announced it more than the week that they're gonna air it this time.
It's true.
Like, book three. And that's what I mean. Like, I think they announced book three and started it earlier than they intended to because of the leaked episodes that came out. And I think that's what started that. And then there was just another leaked episode or two later in the season, and there was leaked plot points everywhere. And I mean, I think they're just thinking it's too much trouble right now. So they just want to get it out there because they paid for and have made 4 books. So they're like, okay, we'll throw it out there, get it out, and then we'll be done with it for now. So I don't expect to see another Avatar series for a little while. So I apologize to everybody who wants to see Legend of Wan, or maybe the Avatar after Korra, or any other Avatar, I suppose. Like Avatar Jafar or Avatar Gimli. I don't remember any of the other ones.
Jafar.
Yeah, in the end of book one, when they have the Aang shows up and gives her powers back, and they show a bunch of other Avatar spirits, there's one that looks like Jafar.
Oh,
And
okay.
then there's an earthbender with a big, long, bushy beard, so he's Avatar Gimli.
Clearly.
Yeah. I don't remember the actual ones, except for Roku. I don't remember the ones that we were given the actual names of.
Roku one.
One, yeah. But then we got three other ones. We got an earthbender, a
The
waterbender.
Kyoshi chick.
Kyoshi, that's it. We
It
have a
was Kyoshi.
waterbender. Yeah. We got a waterbender and another airbender. But I don't remember what the hell their names are. Because he talked to them all on the lion turtle before he realized it was a lion turtle. If you recall.
Are you trying to say that the turtle was lying to
I hate you.
Ha.
Anyway. But still, I thought that book three of Korra was fantastic.
I still haven't seen it.
You should. I mean, you better get caught up, man. It's about to start book four. You have no time.
I was kind of hoping for a little bit of time between. I mean, it took me like the full year to get book two done.
Yeah, and that's only because I gave you my DVD of it.
Yeah. Now I'm screwed.
I think I have all of book three on my desktop. I don't think I have a memory stick presently. So, you should give me a memory stick tomorrow, and I can give you book three.
Okay, I've got tons.
It's good, because mine are, I have like four. I do have one, but it is a 512 meg.
That's a baby.
It's my tiny ass one, but one
It's a floppy disk of
is,
the future.
yeah. One is full of Grimm Season 3. Another one is full of Rave Master. Another one is full of Fairy Tail, and Rachel has that one. I think that's it. And I lost my red one. That was a couple gigs. I don't remember how big it was. I lost it. But so yeah, I have my 512. That's it.
Woo.
Anyway, book four should be good. There was a thing where there was some channel showed like it was a commercial for all of book three. Like, we're gonna start showing it on this channel at this date. And some people thought that it had like a couple of leaked images, really. I watched the video. It was images from book four because they had Kuvira, who you don't know who is because she's introduced in four or in three. And she's introduced and given a name, and but she doesn't do anything in book three. Like, she really doesn't. She's just there. But she has a name, so she's clearly important enough to earn the name. So they're trying to figure out, they think she's evil because of a couple of images, and I'm just like, guys, context, this could mean anything. So she's standing in front of a group of people. That could be anything. So she looks angry or upset. That could be anything.
Yeah.
But people think she's evil.
Well, you know.
Mind you, people are, it's the off season. People are crazy. People's theories are just crazy.
All conspiracy theories.
It really is. Especially after book three. Just wait for the conspiracies. You never know who you can trust.
But yeah, book four, Balance. I look forward to it. You should keep an eye out for it on Nick's website.
Yeah, if you live in like the States, I don't. I remember seeing in book three, people had a lot of trouble accessing their website and
Right.
using it to watch it. So that's core. Let's go on to the next thing. I didn't actually watch this next thing. I saw about it, but I did. I saw it today, and I didn't feel like watching 15 minutes today, so I didn't watch it. Did you watch it?
I did.
Was it good?
Firefly fan film. It was produced by Loot Crate.
Great. Yeah, because they have Firefly related things in this month's Loot Crate.
Yeah. And actually it's 15 minutes long, and it's a different crew from what would be in Serenity and
Oh,
different
excellent.
little storyline, but it's got a very Firefly feel. It's really well done, I think.
That's good.
Like,
Well
really well
done,
done.
fan
You should
films are the best
definitely
fan
check it out
films.
if you are a fan of Firefly, which you should be. And if you're not, get out of my podcast.
Stop listening now.
Yeah, you've been warned.
Yeah, we have a link to that. We'll keep that up in the notes so you guys can follow the link to the video.
It's 15 minutes, and I've seen a bunch of fan films and stuff, and they never like feel right for like the environment. They always kind of like feel like a fan film
Yeah,
usually,
a lot of them. This is true.
like especially the Star Wars ones. I've never really seen one that was like on the nose. I've seen a lot, but this Firefly one, it really got the like atmosphere.
You should watch the Star Trek Continues episodes. And
Sure.
I realize they're 45 minutes. They're about the length of time of an actual episode. But I swear to God, they hit it exactly. Like, they are the exact feel and look of the original series.
Yeah,
It's
and that's
amazing.
good. Because I love the original series. It's one of my favorites. I watched it all the time when I was younger.
Yeah, me too. That's why I own all three seasons on DVD. Because I own
Of course
all of the DVDs.
you do. The TVDs. You really do.
Yeah, it's an obscene amount of TV seasons that I have on DVD. And I don't even have everything that I want on DVD, so.
You just have a problem.
Yes, I do. It's like you in t-shirts, Andrew.
Just as fair.
Because I have a lot of t-shirts, but I don't think I have half as many as you do.
I don't think most people do.
Yeah. A lot of t-shirts. Anyway. Firefly fan film. Links in the notes. StarTrekContinues.com. It's free to watch because they can't charge for it because then they would get sued. But yeah, CBS, or whoever the hell owns the TV rights. But anyway, let's move on to games.
Games.
So, speaking of Arkham Knight earlier, Batman Arkham Knight will land on June 2nd, 2015. And there are two separate collector's editions. Two different collector's editions. Batman Arkham Knight Limited Edition and Batman Arkham Knight Batmobile Edition.
That sounds good.
Both will be available in limited quantities in North America, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand for the PS4 and the Xbox One. And the limited edition will be available in Europe, Australia, and New Zealand for PC. So, we don't get a fancy collector's edition for if you want Batman for your computer. Not in North America.
Meh.
So, the limited edition will include a custom art book, 80 pages. You know, the usual art book. You always get an art book in collector's editions.
I love art books.
Me too. I look through them and then I put them away because I don't want to accidentally rip a page. So I look through them once and then I don't touch them again for fear of breaking them. It'll come with a limited edition steelbook case. Because again, every game special edition comes with a steelbook nowadays. It'll have a limited edition DC Comics Batman Arkham Knight number 0 comic, which happens a lot with comic or comic style properties. Collector's editions have a little mini comic in them. I remember Infamous 2 had a mini comic in it. Because yeah. It's not a comic on its own, but it's Infamous is very comic style.
Yeah.
So, it made sense. Exclusive character skins. Again, standard collector's edition. Inclusion?
Statuettes? Any statuettes?
And the limited edition will have a Batman memorial statue. Imposing statue commemorating Gotham's protector, the Dark Knight.
That sounds cool.
And that will run you $99 for the console in North America. It's 120 euros and 90 pounds. And 99 euros for the PC version, 75 pounds. So it's a little cheaper
What's PC in a version. Euro?
What?
What's in a euro?
What's in a... Oh, like the food?
Yeah. It's not like a falafel, is it?
It's like a falafel mixed with a wrap, I think. It's Greek. How would you describe what's in a euro? Gyro.
So
it's
like a pita. Like this weird meat stuff. I'm not sure. I don't eat them.
It's kind of like a
Greek pita. What does that mean?
A Greek restaurant, man. Go down to the Greek restaurant by the mall. They have pretty good euros.
But I don't know what it is.
It's like a wrap mixed with a pita. And with like... maybe oftentimes untraditional meat, like not stuff we usually eat in North America. But I mean, you can get like beef in them, but you probably won't get chicken. Well, no, you can get chicken, but they also have like a lamb or a goat or something as well. usually. You know,
that makes sense.
Meat, vegetables, sauce, wrapped up. That was a weird... are you hungry or something? Did you skip dinner?
No, I'm just always hungry. Which is why I don't have food in my mouth.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the Batman Arkham Knight Batmobile edition will include all the same things, art book, steelbook, comic book, character skin pack, but instead of the Batman statue, it has a transforming Batmobile statue.
I'm in.
Fully transformable Batmobile statue.
I'm in.
Realized in exquisite detail by
I'm in.
Triforce. I know, right? Transforming Batmobile. How awesome.
I mean,
So that'll run you $200?
I'm less in.
Also 200 euros, which is strange because usually there's a price difference there, and 170 pounds. Yeah, that's
a pretty lot. Heavy.
That's heavy. I mean, and the only difference is the statue, but I mean, transformable statues, that a whole lot more precision
pieces
they have to be put together. Yeah,
you can't just do in mold and then put it all over top. Multiple molds, and molds are the most expensive part.
Molds is crazy, but awesome if you can use them. But yeah, they're pretty crazy. Okay, want to move on to the Atari games? Because I want to move on to the Atari games.
I kind of really want one of these, but I'm sure that like 800 other people do. Yeah. So
I was going to be more than 800 other people.
Well, yeah.
But
I mean, at least 800 other people.
So a while ago, we talked about it was an Xbox thing doing a documentary about finding the landfill, I guess, where the Atari, you know, the urban legend about E.T., which is still half an urban legend because they didn't bury only E.T. there, and they didn't bury it there because it was the worst game ever.
Now, but that is part of the reason.
It might be the worst game ever. They really buried them there because they didn't have anywhere to put them. But they were getting them returned, but them and other stock of other games, they had nowhere to put them in their storage, so they just threw them out. Basically. Anyway, so 800 of the Atari games that were dug up in Alamogordo, New Mexico, will be put up for auction, for online auction, in the run-up to Christmas. So it doesn't have specific dates, but it's in the holiday season. So the Alamogordo City Council voted 7-0 on Tuesday to do this, to offer 800 of the, like, 12 or 1300 games that were dug up for online auction on eBay and the council's website. Because technically, this is all within the Alamogordo city limits, so they own it.
Yeah.
They own them all, so they get to choose what to do with it.
Might as well make money.
Exactly. So 800...
Does it make sense to just put it in the landfill?
We took it out. Let's just put it back in. So yeah, 800 of them will be auctioned off on eBay and the Alamogordo City Council website. And the other, like, 500 they are planning on either keeping themselves or, you know, they're spreading them out to, like, museums and stuff. They've heard from the Museum of Rome, which has a section for video games. So probably Museum of Rome is going to get some, and other museums who have video game sections will probably get, you know, some of the Atari games from the landfill. Yes, that landfill.
Interesting.
I kind of want to buy one of the E.T. games. Just to try it. However, yep. I do not have an Atari 2600, so...
Neither, but...
wouldn't do me any good.
It'd just be nice to frame and then have a label, the catalyst for the decline of console gaming and home entertainment game.
This is true. That was a big nail in the coffin of that generation of gaming.
Yeah. It was like the Franz Ferdinand of the...
Wow. Actual historical reference.
Right?
Good job, Andrew.
I gotta redeem myself for all the stupid questions I've been thinking of asking. What's a Euro?
Reading the Axis and Allies instruction manuals or something?
No. I just like history.
I know you like World War II stuff.
And one, because that's one.
It is one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Shows what I know about history.
Yep.
I know general history, not specifics. It's fine. History was never my thing. I should put an N on the word auction in the ship notes. Because apparently
thank
I
you.
Can't spell. Alright. So, that'll be awesome. Look for that probably in maybe late November to December. eBay and the Alamogordo City Council website, which I don't know what it is, but I bet if you Google it, it'll be there.
It's Google ET Auction.
Yeah, that'll work too.
Google's got your back.
Unless you're trying to find the numbers for Fan Expo 2014 on Saturday.
Yeah, that is Fan Expo's fault.
Probably is. Alright, you wanna cover this next one, Andrew? It is
Smash Brothers!
Most excited thing of the year, I think.
Well, I don't know. It's Halo's out this year.
Oh, is it? I thought that was next year.
Nah, it's this year.
And Destiny. But I know Destiny's not gonna top either of these two.
No.
But it's gotta come close.
Destiny's cool and all, but
it's gotta be a close-ish third, right?
Yeah. I have it up right now.
This does not surprise me.
It's a kind of grindy game because it's an MMO, so I just am standing near mobs as they respawn and just shooting them every time they spawn. I'm spawn camping mobs, guys.
Good plan. All right, so Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers. So there was a stream which confirmed some characters released. But there was also a leaked image of the final roster.
Mm-hmm.
So the news and stuff is a little all over about what's real.
A little everywhere.
What's real life. But the stream seems to confirm that the leaked roster is real. And the fact that Nintendo, like, try to get the image taken down like right away also speaks toward it.
That leans towards it is real. And true.
Yeah. So confirmed character was Shulk.
Yeah, I have no idea who that is.
He's from Xenoblade.
That's why I have no idea who that is.
I also don't really know who he is, but Shulk from Xenoblade, he's the confirmed character.
He's got a pretty bitchin' looking sword, though.
He does.
Tron-ish.
Yeah. Ganondorf is confirmed. Bowser Jr. confirmed. And the Duck Hunt dog.
The Duck Hunt dog. That's my favorite thing out of this.
I don't get it. There was a bunch of rumors going around about the Duck Hunt dog being a playable character, and I'm like, no, it's just, there's no way. It's got to be a trophy or something. But, Duck Hunt dog.
Yeah, that is weird considering...
God damn, Duck Hunt dog.
It's weird considering Squirtle and Wolf aren't...
And Mr. Game & Watch.
Aren't going to be playable characters, but they are trophies.
Yeah.
I thought Mr. Game & Watch was unlockable.
No, not Not in this, anyway.
Or maybe in... No, they wouldn't have
this. He was before, but he's not in this game at all.
He was in this one. I don't know.
So far, anyway. I mean, as far as this highly probable leaked roster is concerned.
Exactly. These are all kind of Shulk we know for a fact.
Yeah.
Duck and Doug. Probably. For some weird reason.
Also, Snake isn't there.
Yeah, we haven't seen Snake or Squirtle or Wolf, which is weird.
Yeah, Squirtle I'd expect to be missing because it took out Pokemon Trainer.
Yeah.
So they don't have Ivysaur either.
No, but they...
Which isn't a big loss.
Probably... I know it wasn't confirmed, but I mean, I would expect them to still have Jigglypuff since he's been there for... It's been there forever.
Yeah. It's my main character.
Even though it's not yet confirmed, but it's one of the things that is probably confirmed, I think.
Yeah, it's in the leak image. Yeah,
it's in the maybe. I believe Wario and Rob are also in the maybes. This is according to the article that I saw.
They are. I just have the leaked roster image up, so I'm referring to it.
I imagine this will be there as well. He's also a maybe, but I'm sure he'll be there.
Yeah.
Falco's a maybe that I'm not sure of.
But Ness is almost definitely going to be there because he's been in it since... Yeah.
Ness and Jigglypuff have been in it since the first one.
Yeah.
They're going to be there.
Also, this is like the first Smash Brothers where DLC is potential.
Hmm.
So that's exciting.
Yeah, that's potentially interesting.
Because, I mean, they could have probably maybe done it on the Wii, but they just did not know how to internet back then.
No, they did not.
I mean, they're still grasping at straws now, but they're starting to get it. I mean, like, Mario Kart has DLC. So that's a thing.
Yeah, that could mean more characters down the road.
And they've got matchmaking figured out for Smash Bros, so...
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I will also believe it when I see it. Nintendo does not have the best track record for this kind of thing.
No, anything that's remotely internet's.
Yeah.
Not Nintendo's thing. They're more game, less internet.
Yeah. Right. So, on to the next related thing, speaking of Nintendo.
Very related.
Last week, you guys didn't include this in the show notes, and I meant to put it in, so I guess it's my bad, but...
Well, they missed it, and you didn't get around to putting it in. So
they, Nintendo announced a new 3DS and 3DS XL. And they're mostly the same, except they add a built-in ability to use those figures that are coming out, the basically Nintendo Skylander figures.
Yeah, the Skylanders or the Disney Infinity. Yeah, the thing that everybody's doing now because Skylanders was such a huge success. Because it's automatic. If people like it, it's money printing for the other figures. Figures are fairly cheap to mass produce and sell them for a profit, no problem.
I still can't believe that Skylanders was a success. I mean, like, it's friggin' Spyro.
I know. It started as a Spyro game, but it's exploded into something so much bigger.
It quickly Spyroed out of control.
I hate you. I hate you a lot. So yes, keep talking about the new 3DS. Stop your poor jokes.
So the new 3DS, it's going to have also a super stable 3D. So when you turn on the 3D, it won't change that much when you're not looking at it at the right angle, apparently. Yeah,
that is kind of annoying because you got to get it the right distance and then kind of futz with the angle. Yeah, I just turned 3D.
Pretty much the entire reason why I don't use the 3D.
Yeah, exactly, me too. I don't use it because it's annoying.
I can't. Yeah, I don't move. Keep still.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, it's got a little, like a C stick above the buttons. Mm-hmm. And Nintendo has confirmed that this new 3DS will have its own specific game set as well. So there will be games released on it that will not be available for just the regular 3DS XL.
Which is awesome.
It's kind of awesome, I guess. If you end up getting it.
Yeah.
It's less awesome for anyone else who's trying to figure out what's available for what. Because, I mean, it looks like a 3DS.
Yeah, no, that is the problem with all these
things. It's called a 3DS.
All these things sharing the same to similar names. I actually heard at work yesterday or the day before, somebody found, like, a cable, and they thought it went to an Xbox something. And they asked the guy who they knew had an Xbox 360, I think. And he's like, it doesn't look like anything that works for mine. Maybe it's an Xbox One. And he's like, and the other guy who found it was like, oh, like the original Xbox? It looks way too brand new for that. Like, I was like, no, the new one. It's called the One. And I was just shaking my head going, yep, I knew it. I knew this was a terrible idea, Microsoft. No,
that name is bad, but it's still not as bad as what Nintendo did with
3DS.
The Wii U.
DS, 3DS. Wii U. Yeah, no. And Nintendo is... They're barely changing their names.
It's set to launch in Japan October 11th for around 154 for the regular 3DS and 181 for the XL.
Mm-hmm. It's about the same price as the regular ones, like the regular XLs now, I think. Yeah.
The new 3DS screens are bigger than the old 3DS screens by a fair bit. The XL is still the same.
Well, yeah, no, the new 3DS screens probably use the XL screens. Or at least comparable sizes.
Yeah, it's not the XL size, but it's getting close. Yeah. They've also... announced Xenoblade Chronicles for the new 3DS.
I bet Shulk is in that.
Yeah. And it will only run on the new 3DS.
Because you need that C stick. I guess.
Yeah.
C buttons. Yay, C buttons.
They also released new fancy covers for it. It also is going to be faster, so it's going to have more updated internals, like a better CPU and whatnot, better battery life. So it will be better across the board, just it's always tough to make these stupid upgrades, like the Game Boy Advance, the Game Boy Advance SP.
Yeah.
Just stop it. Stop it, Nintendo.
I think I prefer how this one seems to hold its whatchamacallit, tappy thing. I don't ever use it because I lost mine a long time ago.
Oh, the stylus. Yeah.
I like how this one's held more. It looks better.
Yeah, it'll stay in better.
Yeah, it looks like
it's not like it's in your pocket, you take it out, and then it's not in the DS anymore.
Exactly. And it seems, I don't know if both of them or if it's just one of them, it seems that it has a micro SD slot.
That's both of them.
So that's interesting. I mean, either that's excess game memory, or you could use it for pictures or something, or music, because I believe even the regular 3DSs now, as I pick mine up to look at it, click clack.
Does the covers come off on the old one? I mean, I never tried.
Covers? What do you mean?
Like the case on the back.
Oh, like the battery? I don't think so. Because, yeah, I don't think so either. I can see the battery on it. No, there's screws. There's a couple of jeweler's screws back here. But I wouldn't want to take it off.
Personally. One of the cool things with this 3DS is it'll snap off. So you can get at the micro SD. You can get the battery, so you can get a new battery easier. And they're also selling covers, an entire line of covers that you can buy and switch out, so you don't need to just get like a 3DS with some covers. Mm-hmm. Or covered in stickers, as some people are wont to do.
Yeah, that's always a bad plan, though, because the longer you leave stickers on something, the more residue will be left when you take them off.
Whatever, or I'm running this thing into the ground anyway.
Or they fall off.
When I'm done with this, the least of its worries is going to be the residue from stickers.
And they have Z buttons.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. Is they've added Z buttons to.
So there are other shoulder buttons. For those who can't look at the pictures, like I assume Andrew and I know I am, there are new shoulder buttons just to the inside of the right and left.
They also have moved the game cartridge slot to the bottom left.
To the bottom left, just, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's to make room, because the SD, the micro SD slot is basically where the games were before.
But, like,
extra button
behind.
Internals. Yeah. I don't know,
also,
it's in the same area.
They did color the buttons to match up with how it was colored on the SNES.
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't
see. So on the XL, they just colored the letters. On the actual 3DS, just base model, they colored the buttons. So it's more noticeable on the base model, but I mean, who has the base model DS? The XL is the way to go.
The person sitting behind you has the base model DS, does she not?
Yeah, but she doesn't count.
That's rude. It's probably a good thing she doesn't know. He's either not listening to you or can't hear you or doesn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, the price point, does that have a North American release yet? Or just
it does not have a anything else other than Japan release, because that's how Japan does things.
So Nintendo does things, certainly.
Yeah, it's really annoying, and I want them to stop.
But I mean, obviously, we don't know when, but they will come out in North America, and they'll probably be the same to comparable price points. So.
Mm-hmm.
There's
also this
into
sweet.
A 3DS. This might be the way to go. Sorry, go ahead.
There's also a sweet picture of like a 3DS XL with like this added joystick thing.
Oh yeah, that
wrapped around
cool.
it. But it's in Japanese, so I can't read what's in the picture, and the article makes no mention of it.
Yeah, you gotta love. You gotta love joystick. And they, you know what it was? They probably couldn't read it either. So they was like, we'll just not mention it. Just forget about it. Hope nobody notices. Just keep going, guys.
Yeah.
Get that article published by 4. Go. Alright. Hey, we already talked about Destiny and how you were playing it. And it is out.
It's good, guys. It's good.
Is that it? Is that a bullet for Destiny? That
it's
good and out?
I mean, you know, get it or not.
Get it if you want to. Whatever. I'm not your boss.
I mean, it's not the best game ever. I'm still playing it. I'm still just waiting for Halo. This is going to tide me over until Halo Smash Bros. Comes out. And Dragon Age. And The Sims, but I got The Sims, so that's going to also tide me over.
Okay, so Destiny, guys. It's got one thumb up from Andrew, I think. Not two, just one. That's what it sounds like. I haven't played it.
Because
don't have a next-gen console, and I don't play my... They're not even next-gen. I don't have a 4 or a 1. And I'm not going to buy a brand new game for my 360 or my PlayStation 3 now because I barely play them. So I'm not going to get that game for a while, probably.
That's fair.
If ever. Last thing in games, question mark? Because it's not really a game, but it is on Steam and can probably be worked through games.
And it's glorious.
And it is amazing. Face Rig is... it's a thing. They had an Indiegogo back in December, I believe. Sorry, I am opening up my Steam right now and trying to find it. It's in software, Simon. That's why you couldn't find it in games. But duh. So yeah, it is software. It's on Steam for pre-purchase because it is not yet out. It's in beta right now. For those of us who backed it, like myself, have beta keys. Basically what it is, it tracks your facial features and stuff, and whatever avatar you have set up for it to use, including in the full release ones that you can make. You can render your own 3D images and use it through this software. So you look to left and right, it moves its head to left and right. You raise your eyebrows, it raises its eyebrows. Today I discovered if you look left, it looks left. Tracks your bloody eyeball movements. That's how intense this face tracking is. And
it just uses your webcam.
Just uses whatever webcam you use and whatever microphone you already have or use. If you want to, you can turn the lip sync off if you don't want to use it, but it also lip syncs and sends your voice through. It does have some vocal effects as well, pitch changers and robot voices and stuff. So, and I'm sure you can probably, it's built so that you can sort of program your own other things, your sound things, your own avatars to use. It is made kind of, it's not open software, but it is made to be like halfway there, that you can add your own things into it if you need to or if you want to. But it is fantastic. And when Andrew called today, I answered in FaceRig. Because it comes automatically. It'll work with Twitch or Skype or Google Hangouts and stuff. It's built to run through those, and it can also record. Like you can record a video if you want to put it up somewhere.
Yeah.
So it's pretty
smart. And it works really well.
Yeah, and it's still in beta, and it works quite well. And it's got a fair amount of avatars to choose from, just base. So, it's pretty sweet. I totally just closed Steam without looking at the price point of it right now. Because I'm smart. S-M-R-T.
Yeah.
I gotta find it again. Hold on. Storage.
I think it's like $15.
It is $15 full price. Right now it is 33% off, $10. Promotional price officer? Jesus. Offer ends December 1st. So it'll be $10, $9.99 for 2 months. Probably until the full release, I expect. Maybe. I don't know how far they are along. I don't... Yeah, release date, December 2014. So, you pre-order it now. If you want... If you don't hate pre-ordering for 33% less, then you would get it after it comes out.
Yeah, if you're not a commie, go ahead and pre-order.
Yeah, so it's awesome. And it's cool. And I love it. I'm glad I backed it last December is when I first backed it. And I got the Steam code like a month ago and I forgot about it until they sent an update saying, hey, if you guys didn't get your Steam code, send us an email so we can send them out by hand. And I was like, oh yeah, I have those. I should use it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's me. I get emails at work. Like, those are my problem. I check my email at work on my phone. And then by the time I get home, I've forgotten about it.
Yeah.
But Face Rig, it's awesome.
Yeah. Do it. Just do it.
Thanks, Nike. I'm actually wearing my CoverVille name drop shirt that is a joke off of the Nike Let's Do It. It's Just Redo It, because it's cover music, so you're redoing it. So
yeah,
joke. I know you didn't actually see what t-shirt I was wearing, but that joke works quite well. Just saying. Also, CoverVille is awesome. Name drop. Alright. Now at the approximately 1 hour and 20 minute mark, a little bit less, we'll go on to our one thing in comics. So, as most comic fans know, Marvel fans at the very least, they're presently doing the death of Wolverine. So, what's going to go on with the ongoing series that feature him in a main role, like, say, Wolverine and the X-Men? Well, it turns out, for the very least, Wolverine and the X-Men, in December, will become Spider-Man and the X-Men. Technically, as a continuation of the same story, but not of the number system, obviously. It's coming out in December, Spider-Man and the X-Men number one. Basically, Spider-Man is going to become the new guidance counselor at the Jean Grey School for Higher Learning.
It's kind of amazing.
And he's going because Wolverine asked him to. Basically, Wolverine asked him to do it, I guess to kind of replace him, but also because when Wolverine was there, you know, before he goes off to die, he had a suspicion that something wasn't right and somebody wasn't what they seemed, but he just couldn't place it. He couldn't place who it was and what was wrong, maybe. So he kind of sent Spidey there to figure out what he didn't have the time to figure out.
And with Spidey senses.
Hopefully also be a guidance counselor.
Yeah,
but
he's the best guidance counselor ever.
I'm sure the mutant school is going to be like, what do you know? You're not like us. You're not born a mutant. You're spider bitchy mutant. You're not the same. You're different. I bet the mutants who were always made fun of and ostracized for being different are going to treat him badly for being different at first. Bet you it's going to happen, because that's what happens in stories like this every time.
And he'll be like, oh no, I was this too because I was bullied because I'm a nerd.
He's a major nerd. This is true. But the doesn't have the actual date, just December, just this year, but it looks pretty cool. I like Spider-Man usually, and I like the X-Men usually, so
yeah. Probably it's not really a Spider-Man I don't like.
I'm sure there have been some for me, but I can't place them off the top of my head. Oh, so itchy. I blame socks. That's why I think I'm itchy.
Emo Spider-Man from, like, Spider-Man 3 or 2.
Oh, yeah, Spider-Man 2 with the Venom. The movies are their own monsters of sorts.
Right.
And I haven't seen Amazing Spider-Man 1 or 2 yet, so I can't...
I liked Amazing Spider-Man. I liked the first one, too. It's just that one...
Yeah, no, that one emo Spider-Man was really, really annoying.
Yeah.
He was the worst. Anyway, so before we do our usual sign-off, again, I'm going to throw out to another podcast that Andrew and I both listened to. I don't know if you backed. Is it still called backing on Patreon?
Oh, right. to Drunks and Dragons?
Drunks and Dragons, Patreon. Patreon.com/DND. DND podcast. Patreon is spelled Patreon.
I was just been calling it Patron. But I guess it is Patreon.
It's Patreon, and you become a patron by using Patreon. Exactly. Anyway, Drunks and Dragons, which is a fourth edition roleplay podcast that Andrew and I both really enjoy, now has a Patreon page. Patreon page. I hate that word.
It's called Patron.
They have some pretty cool goals. Pretty cool... Rewards.
Yeah. I guess the rewards.
They've reached
deliverables.
Deliverables. The word rewards is the word they used. So that's what I said. They seem to have reached all their milestone goals. Probably because Thrifty always underestimates what the money he's going to make. Like on their Kickstarter that they did like a year and a half or more ago.
That was going to give us this money to kill off a character.
$1,000 to kill a character. Nobody's going to do that. That was gone in a couple of days. Anyway.
Foolish Thrifty.
The podcast is great, and they deserve your support, or at least your listen, because they're really quite hilarious. Now, it is called Drunks and Dragons, so they do occasionally get a little tipsy, and they're always vulgar, so that is your warning.
It's fun for the whole family.
There's like 4 episodes or 5 episodes that are. I'm listening to one right now, whenever Thrifty's son guests.
Which is pretty much on his birthday.
On his birthdays. They try, at least,
to
control their swearing and their sex jokes and things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so that's where I am. I'm on the most recent one, and Bachman's Dreamland character has given... I'm stealing his name the next time I have to make a D&D character.
That
character
Steve the Null?
What?
Steve the Null?
No.
It's Dreamland character.
Roland Twin Ties.
Yeah.
Roland Twin Ties, definitely my next D&D character name, because it's hilarious. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So, Patreon, patreon.com/DND podcast. It's great. I love it. Andrew loves it. Rachel has started listening to it, and she's enjoying it, so it's great, and they could use all the help they can get. Plus, $20, $25 for international shipping per month. You get shot glasses every month. You get, like, a different shot glass with a different character and a recipe for a shot on the back of the shot glass.
It's kind of rad.
It's kind of awesome. And they've got a 5th edition, like a PDF of a 5th edition, what the hell are the terms for module? Basically, adventures, a bit of adventure module.
Yeah, module.
And then the ones higher than that. The one higher than that is like you get to play with them. And the ones like a book that they're looking for in the podcast, they'll make an actual prop book of it and send it to you. But those were like 1 and 4 patrons, and they were sold out. But, you know, they got lots of cool stuff. Shoutouts and whatnot. The usual. Backer rewards. That's what I wanted to say. I wanted to throw a shout-out to a podcast that I'm a fan of. And we have, besides being fans of it, have absolutely no affiliation with.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind, if you guys are listening, I wouldn't mind an affiliation. Just saying.
Yeah. You guys aren't listening, but yeah, please affiliate us. We love you. We talk and stuff. We're a podcast. Love us.
Anyway, so that's it for this week. We talked about a lot of random bullshit because we still made about average time. So,
yeah.
You can find us on Twitter. I am at Dud75, DUD75.
I lost my train of thought.
You're
on Twitter's now.
Yep, yeah.
I'm at Dupe, which is Dup3, DUP3.
Yep. And you can find the show at Gweekly News, GWEEKLYNEWS. We have a website, and that website is GweeklyNews.com. On the website, you can find the show notes, you can listen to the show live, you can subscribe to the RSS feed, you can find a link to the iTunes, and if you do use iTunes, we would really love a review and a rating.
5 stars only, please.
I would accept less than 5 stars.
I will accept no less than 5 stars.
But
thank you. We love you.
At least he said thank you. You can also read, there's a couple of blog posts up there, a couple of reviews. Andrew's got his Cosplay Coroners up there. Those are still a thing, right? They're still happening?
Yep. It's good. They're a little slower now that work is madness, yeah. But...
I bet. That's about it. That's about what they can do on the website. Lots of things. There's lots of stuff.
You can comment
on there's blogs. The comment form, because that works.
Yeah.
Now.
Start a discussion. Get to know us.
Yep.
And but that's better on Facebook. If you want to get to know us, go like, hey guys, this is your podcast. I love you.
We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/weeklynews. Or if you want to contact us, and you don't like Facebook, and you don't like Twitter, you don't believe in that social media crap, and I get that, I understand, I really do, you can email us at feedback@weeklynews.com, and we will respond, and unless you tell us not to, we will read it on the show, or at the very least, if it's particularly long, we will paraphrase it on the show and respond to it on air, so to speak. And you know what? I want some email, so I'm going to throw out a question to everybody who's listening to email, or, I mean, you could comment on the site, or you could Facebook, or you could Twitter, whatever. I want to get some interaction. So, I want to know, what are your guys' favorite board games to play, and why? And if you don't like board games, you know, throw out video games. If you don't like board games or video games,
you're communist and you shouldn't be listening.
You might be listening to the wrong podcast, but I don't know, your favorite dessert or something. But that's third or fourth choice. First couple of dessert choices, favorite board game or favorite video game or something like that. And reasons. And we can have a discussion back and forth through our social media or email and on the show next week.
Yeah.
So that sounds like a good plan, if you ask me.
That sounds like a good plan. I'm all for this. As a lead-in, Simon, what's your favorite board game?
My very favorite board game right now is probably Firefly. I know we don't play it that much, but I really enjoy playing it. It's very fun. For those of us, for people who are fans of this show, there's a lot of, jokes or references, but people who don't know this show can still play it. They just don't understand the references. Plus, the pieces and the money and all the cards, they're very high quality. So that's why I like Firefly.
When I was at Fan Expo, there was someone asking about the Firefly board game, and I just happened to be beside him looking for a TIE Interceptor, which wasn't there. And the person running the booth was like, I don't actually know much about it. I'm like, dude, just buy it. Because this, and this.
I was going to say, I absolutely would have done the same thing. I was like, I can answer your question. It's cool. I got this, booth guy. I got this. I'll sell this.
Escape booth guy. I'll take over.
Andrew, same question to you. And is it Waterdeep?
It's funny you should ask. And suppose. Yes. Short answer is Waterdeep. Long answer, it's Waterdeep and Hive.
Oh yeah, Hive is fun.
Tom taught me how to play Hive
last week. Last weekend, man.
And I'm like addicted. I've got it on Steam so I can play against computers because nobody will play it with me unless Tom's not around.
I mean, you don't own it though, Tom. Did Tom leave it at your house?
Yeah, he left it at my house.
So when by nobody you mean Caitlin won't play it with you.
Yeah, she will, just not all the time.
Hive
not as much as I need to.
Hive is a lot of fun. It's I can't actually describe what it is. I mean, it's sort of like it's a similar vein as chess in the fact that you want to kill their king or something. Like king is the wrong term.
Sort of like abstract concept strategy.
Yeah.
Where you place the pieces. They do different things and interact with pieces differently.
They
move
differently and they have different powers, quote unquote, abilities, I guess.
But it's one of those games where it's really simple. There's like a million different ways to play it. Like you're never going to have the same game twice.
It's very simple in basics, but there's a lot of complex, like you can do this bug and this bug and this bug together and they all do this thing.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. Strategies. Lots of complex strategies you could employ.
Yeah. And it's pretty fast to play, like, a round.
Yeah, it's pretty quick. It's faster than chess, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's faster than chess, faster than checkers. Mm-hmm. I've also been getting back into checkers. I used to play the crap out of checkers when as in, like, high school and younger.
I used to play a lot of chess.
Stopped.
Because I was that kind of nerd. I played a lot of chess.
Nerd.
Andrew, why do you love Waterdeep and its expansions?
It's just amazing.
That's it?
It's a really good game. I think it's fun. It's not balanced.
No, it's not.
For starters, let's get that right out of the way.
You get behind, you're so fucked.
Not a balanced game. It's got kind of a Mario Party aspect where you could be so far in the lead that at the end of the game it doesn't matter.
This is true. So there are post-last turn extra point things. And in Scounders of Skullport, negative point things.
Yeah. So normally those two points are like big pet peeves for me for games. Still love the game. I don't know why. It's just a good game.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I'll play it. It's not one of my top choices of games. Everything on the table here. I suck at Waterdeep. I don't understand why, but I am the worst at that game. I'm almost always in last or barely in second last.
I can't concur with this.
I've won once by a single point when everybody else had a shit game. I managed to win. And Erica here, who I don't think she has a plan going into those games. She just wins, like, all the time. Always in a very close second. She is a savant at Waterdeep.
Yeah.
Just savant. Just plays, 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 and wins. And nobody knows how. It happens. Just gets all them points.
There was one game where I got over 200 points.
Well, didn't three of you guys get over 200 points in that game?
No, it was just me.
Maybe it was a different game, because I know other people have gotten over 200 points. I think. Maybe I'm wrong.
I was at, like, 90-something, but then after that I just scored, like, over 100 points post-game.
Yeah, that was bullshit. Which is crazy. Stupid. Yeah, that's the not balanced part of Waterdeep. If you play it right, you can break that game.
Yeah.
The game is built to go over 100 because it's got 99 scores squares around its outside, And then you get a little, if you pass that, you get a little thing that says like 100. You get a little coin or something. And then you can go around again.
Yeah.
But it's not meant to go for 200. Because it's only one token. Yeah. That's it. But it's fun. It's fun.
And again, like it's, I wouldn't rate it that high of a game.
Yeah.
Like if we had to give it a rating out of 10
or something.
I would give Firefly a much higher rating over this, but yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's simple to pick up as well, Waterdeep. I mean, in very basic, you place your guy here, you get the things it tells you. You have to spend the things that the card tells you to spend to get the points that the card tells you you get.
Yeah.
Very simplistic in basic rules.
Yeah, that's one of the selling points I mentioned to that guy at the thing. He was like, okay, well, now my girlfriend is not really a fan of like in-depth games. I'm like, oh, no, she'll get it. The game is pretty much as in-depth as you, the nerd, makes it because it's got references to everything.
In Firefly, there are some, I like to call them hard mode rules. Like the whole disgruntled crew period is a little weird. Sometimes I will play without doing the disgruntled thing. But the being able to buy disgruntled crew off another person's ship for whatever their cost is, that's hard mode rules. Absolutely. We play without having that rule in effect. We say, nope, house rule, that rule does not exist.
And there are a couple of other things.
There are a couple of other things, I think, that we house rule either in or like off.
The mosey, the double move.
Yeah, I think you're not supposed to be able to do the same action twice in a row. But we usually allow. If you want to move all the way across the goddamn board for your whole turn, why not?
Yeah. Otherwise, the game would just take forever.
It would take a long time. I mean, the game already takes a long time. But that might mostly be us.
No, it's the game too. Because it is a big game, big map.
It's a big map, but also depending on what, how lucky you are and what mission you end up picking.
Yeah, but generally.
Yeah, but Andrew, I don't know if you know this, we make everything we do at least twice as long.
Yeah, no, especially I'm completely aware of that. Thing. Which is why our, 8-hour game probably would have taken, 3, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, the first one. Yeah, where Rachel left halfway through because it was midnight, and then we played for 3.5 more hours.
Yeah, it's like guys, and he's we're like nerd, 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 nerd.
Yeah, it also would probably have made this hour and a half long podcast 45 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. So those are our ramblings of our favorite games. I would like to hear yours. So again, you can tweet at us, Dud75, Dupe in Leet, Gweekly News, you can facebook.com/Gweekly News or feedback@Gweeklynews.com, whichever your preferred method of getting in contact with us is. Oh, or also
if,
comment
if you on feel the like it, just leave us a 5-star review on iTunes with your favorite board game and why. And,
that is also true. We will read those as well. Absolutely. We will read your reviews like we read emails. Absolutely. Good addition, Andrew. I don't know why, but I am pointing at the mic when I'm saying that.
If we get 5-star reviews, eventually we can get sponsors from people such as Audible.
or Tweet Audio headphones, because I love Tweet. They're the earbuds I swear by.
100%. What?
Tweet Audio earbuds.
Never heard of
them. They sponsor podcasts. You don't listen to enough Frog Pants podcasts then, because they sponsor
I think all of that's them. The second time you just told me that. This podcast.
It is. But Tweaked Audio, they're great earbuds. I swear by them. And they're fairly cheap. Especially if you listen to a podcast that has a deal.
Oh. Also, Audible, I swear by it.
I have a whole one book Although it's the collection, it's the Drizzt collection, so I think it's more than one book. But
yeah, and it was free to everyone, so it's not even like you're sign up and get one free without even spending money.
I can still do that if I choose to, if I find a book that I want to listen to. I have too many podcasts to listen to. I can't listen to a book too.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, reviews would be great. And, you know, emails, comments, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you want, guys. So that's it for this week. And thank you for listening. We will see you next week.
I don't have a sign off.
Of course you don't.
I don't know. I'm having an identity crisis where I don't. I just don't.
Andrew's sign-off this week is watch out for bad destiny. I don't know.
It's currently 10:26. Do you know where your children are? No,
don't you dare.